My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Right now, though, the Hawks are ready to play some hoop. Before you know it, man, they'll be talking to the media. And then we'll have, a chance to hopefully do something this year. Let's talk to Steve Koonin. Catch it up with Koonin. Hey, Steve.
Hi, Michael.
Hey. What would Trae Young do if he was 6'8"?
Probably be more effective changing light bulbs.
That's a good answer. That is a great answer,
great
especially
answer
on the fly.
Where did we find that? Was that on a podcast? That
yeah,
said
it was
that?
A $1 million worth of game. Yeah.
And he was saying if he was 6'8". Yeah, if he was 6'8", he'd be like Tyrese Halliburton, be on the Olympic team. But anyway, how are you doing, brother? How's your offseason going?
Everything's going well. How is Italy?
Oh, it's amazing. I'll tell you what, I'd live in Tuscany if I could. It was just amazing. People were great. Food was great. Just fantastic.
I agree. It's a wonderful place to visit, but nothing's better than home.
That's true. But again, if I had a satellite dish, I think I could make it work. Anyway, so what did you think, by the way, of the Falcons? Everybody here, and I know you, Steve, is a big football fan. We'll talk Georgia in a second, of course, Hawks. But were you surprised how funky we looked on offense on Sunday?
Well, I mean, how much of it was also predicated by Pittsburgh, who top defense, and I do think we had some predictability in our formations. And again, when you read the stats, it really illuminates for you that, you know, if you're as good a defense as they have, they got a pretty good beat on it. So we'll see if it carries over. I mean, obviously, they're not going to be able to repeat the same game plan. So I'm very curious about Monday night and very optimistic about Monday night because I think when the Eagles are watching film, we didn't give them a whole lot to watch.
Steve, whenever I get a chance to fill in, I always love to pick your brain on sports media news. And there was a big article this week about Venue Sports, which is the ESPN, Warner Brothers, Fox monopoly that they're trying to establish over there, and how Fubo Sports is fighting back against it. What do you make of that situation, and how do you see that future going? Will eventually that big three rule the day when it comes to sports?
Well, I don't know, because the courts have said no, no, no to the proposition. The idea was for people who've never subscribed to cable that you could get all the sports on ESPN, all the sports on the Turner networks, and all the sports on Fox Broadcasting. And the problem is that those same packages haven't been offered to cable operators, the Comcast, DirecTV, et cetera. And those of you who are DirecTV customers, notice ESPN is absent from your channel guide for the second or third week in a row, which is frustrating as a DirecTV customer. But I have YouTube TV as a backup because I'm not going to miss a game because they're in a fight.
Right.
And it's... something the court said, no, this is not right, and it will be at least a year before that appeal hearing could happen. So I don't know how long or how vital this is now that it's not happening this year. ESPN is planning to go direct to consumer, where we don't know what the
price point
will be, but next year you'll be able to get the flagship ESPN with SportsCenter, Monday Night Football, all of the goodies, plus, for a certain fee, which I'll be very curious because I think the fee will be what determines their ability to be successful.
Yeah, you got to price it in the right spot. It's a Steve Kuhner. For guys who don't know Steve, before he got to be CEO of the Hawks, he's a guy that had a huge background first at Coca-Cola and then with the Turner Networks and a lot of the great programming and NBA and TNT. A lot of that was all Steve's doing. He joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. So he's a guy that really knows this stuff. We always talk about it, Steve. Everybody says cut the cord, but by the time you get done, you're so a la carte, it's right back to the initial price you were paying.
Yeah, absolutely. The bundle for a sports fan actually was a pretty good value because even if this venue was allowed to happen, you didn't have NBC, which has everything from the Olympics to now the NBA into after next season. And Sunday Night Football, the highest rated show on television, and a lot of Big Ten great college football games. And you don't have CBS, which is, again, big piece of March Madness, great Sunday football games with Tony Romo and a full cast. So it's tough for the sports fan out there. But what's interesting is 40% of all television right now is being watched streaming. You know, and why we say it's a tax, people are switching and they're willing to give up. And what they're giving up is cable, which has been what really built the background of sports. And, you know, the Braves ratings are way down, and I'm sure our ratings will be down.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Found that now you have to be on a premier tier of Comcast to watch our games, which is frustrating. We're working on some plans to fix that.
Speaking of all the different networks, now with the conference realignment in college football, how have you as a fan, just from a fan perspective, be adjusted to all the different changes, including, you know, the SEC being in a new home?
Well, you know, I like the SEC package being on ABC and ESPN because I know I can go to those two places. I keep kind of being stunned when I turn on NBC and see Big Ten football that features Oregon versus Washington. It's like, well, That's not the Big Ten I grew up with.
Right.
And, you know, I think it's a mess. But when you compound that with NIL, it's pure free agency. It's pro football, just with a different label.
I know that it's funny. We said you really can actually criticize players. It was funny. Peyton Thorne, who just got benched for Auburn last week, Steve, a bunch of Auburn fans, or presumably guys who bet on Auburn, were hitting him up on Venmo saying, hey, man, you owe me for the money I lost on the Cal game.
I know a few people he owes a Venmo to as well. You know, here comes Cal into the in Auburn, 88,000 people on the plane, and they absolutely laid an egg.
Right.
And, you know, that's part of the problem with gambling is that players of all leagues are being harassed. And, look, nobody told you to take Auburn. Nobody told you to take X, Y, and Z. And I know golfers and talked to some golfers at Eastlake who said it's gotten nasty when they've been walking down the fairway. It's gotten very nasty.
Yeah, I know.
So I don't think that's the spirit of it. It's just more pervasive.
I know that's the byproduct of you know, the proliferation of sports gambling websites, advertising, even though we don't have it here in the state. By the way, I know we went round and round last spring, and the year ended, and we didn't get any closer to getting – do you have any insight into anything with sports gambling coming down the pike this year for the Georgia State Legislature?
I personally don't think it's going to happen. I mean, you know, what's so frustrating is we didn't even get a vote.
Right.
We didn't get to the floor. We passed the Senate 38-12. And we didn't get a vote in the House, and nor can I get an explanation of why not from anybody.
Right. And the idea, let's have folks vote on it here, you know, and let the people decide.
Look, we shouldn't be this damn precious. 38 states have it, okay?
Right.
It's not the end of the world. 38 states have it. Why is Georgia so different? And the amount of revenue coming into the state, I don't know if you guys know what Bally's new name is going to be this fall for the former Bally's channel. It's going to be FanDuel Sports Television.
Wow. Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. Yeah,
I haven't seen that publicly released yet. That's fascinating.
No, I mean, it's been in a lot of trade articles.
Okay.
And it was also in court filing, so I'm not breaking news here. I hope. But won't be the first time.
Right.
Won't be the last. But the point is, you're going to say, hey, put on FanDuel Television. People are going to go, what is that?
Right.
And it's going to be the sports channel that carry the Hawks and a lot of other things.
Before we let you go,
the Braves.
Yeah, before we let you go, Steve, October 8th will be here before we know it. Pacers, Hawks, little preseason hoops. What can you tell us about how the last few weeks have gone all quiet on the Western Front in terms of any major news? So what's been going on with Quinn and Landry and the guys?
Well, I just left the practice facility. A lot of the guys are in. More coming in next week. Everybody should be in next week, you know, for OTAs and guys wanting to be in Atlanta, getting their family settled. A lot came back, kids in school. And I'm excited. We're going to hold training camp down at the greatest place on earth, the University of Georgia, which puts everybody together in the hotel and at restaurants. And really is a great team bonding experience for a few days. And then we take the court the 8th, and the next thing you know, we're tipping against Brooklyn on the 23rd.
Very cool.
So I think it's going to be very fun, and I'm excited. I can't wait.
All right, before we cut you loose, Georgia, 22-point favorite up in Kentucky. Kentucky looked about as bad as you could look against South Carolina. Everybody, we don't want to be prisoner. Well, too late. We are prisoner at the moment. We all jumped on Georgia. You like it?
You know, unfortunately, Kentucky has always played Georgia very, very, very well. Will Georgia win? Unequivocally. Will they cover 22.5 points? Mm. I think it could be a little more difficult than the experts think, but count me in. Let's go, dogs.
Right on, brother. Thank you. I think that's a yes from our man, Steve Cooten. Georgia. What year were you in Georgia? Did you graduate?
I was there most of the 70s, 80s.
with my doctor, with Dr. Bobby. There you go. Hey, man.
America's favorite doctor.
Have a great weekend, Steve.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.